for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Hour 3 of the show. Quitting time. On your Thursday, it is 5:01 here on Fan Run Radio. We're live today at First Bank Emory Road, their grand opening. Come on by and see us, folks. We got tickets to Fan Run Night at Smokies Park.
They're going fast.
They are going fast, man. I've been surprised. A lot of people coming out want those. And you get off work, stop by and see us here. We're at 322 Emory Road, right across from Kroger's and Aubrey's. Grand opening of First Bank. Chris, you're sampling some of the food. I had my second round, the brownie bites. Oh.
Russell's seal of approval.
Yeah,
I see you've still got your little strawberry.
I'm really excited about. I'm
Is
really
that a
excited
parfait
about.
Or?
I don't. I mean, it looks like strawberry shortcake, right?
A little shortcake.
All I'm interested in is, can I get this down my gullet during the top five at five?
Hit it. Start with number one, Tucker. Take it away, Russ. Wow.
Thank you, Bear. At number one, 2026 five-star quarterback Faison Brandon has set visits to Ohio State, Oregon, and Tennessee this summer. Brandon is projecting as the number one overall quarterback in the class of 2026.
So that would be the year after King George, Houston?
Correct, yes. 2026 class.
Could we start stacking quarterbacks like that and those guys waiting in line for their...
Well, I realize he didn't get drafted way high, but that is back-to-back quarterbacks that have been drafted.
That's very rare.
I think it's safe to say that if things go according to plan, Nico will be the third straight starting quarterback for Josh Heupel to get drafted. So, yes, I think it's very possible that we are one of those schools that I think everybody dreams of being. Clemson did this for years.
Right.
And then they'd lose two, but it's like, well, they don't care because they got – Trevor Lawrence sitting there, or Deshaun Watson. So, yeah, I'll take that. Give me as many great quarterbacks as we can get. You know, winner take all. And if they want to leave after that, if they didn't get the starting spot, okay, we'll just go get the next guy.
Well, he's also got a proven track record of – I mean, he's proven track record of quarterbacks that he develops make a lot of money in the NFL.
I know we're all projecting Nico to be gone. I don't think anybody is sitting here. It'd be nice if we have a senior season from Nico, but – like, we're not penciling that.
At this point, I'm hoping we get a junior year.
Go 15-0.
Because he redshirted last year.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but my point is, like, there is a world where we could have fourth-year starting quarterback Nico Iamaleava backed up by Jake Merklinger, who's backed up by King George, who's backed up by Faison Brandon. I know that will never happen, yeah, but it's cool to think about.
It would be cool. I'm not going to bet money
QBU
on that. But, I mean, he's only set three visits, and we're one of them. Best quarterback in the class. At least we're in on him. Good work.
At number two, the Lady Vols softball team begins its postseason today in the SEC tournament against LSU. The Lady Vols are the number one seed in the tournament. They are ranked second nationally. Tournament is in Auburn. It was originally scheduled to start earlier today, but they had to move first pitch back to 6 o'clock tonight for the Lady Vols.
Ed, weather.
Yeah,
down there.
Inclement weather.
I had some friends in Huntsville who were spent most of last night huddled down in their basement.
Yikes.
Yeah, the Cubs. That's where the Cubs' other grandma lives. So she lives down
there. That was scary down there.
Quite frankly, Tucker, I'm wanting an absolute just dismantling of the Lady Tiger softball team tonight. I want them to smash them.
Yeah, I know it was – there was a series here, and the Lady Vols won 2 of 3 in that series, but it was well contested, so I imagine.
Did you guys do the softball?
Similar.
You get into that?
Oh, yeah. I'll watch – once it hits the
– postseason, yeah.
The postseason, I'll watch all the Lady Vol games.
I can't do it.
Even in the postseason?
Yeah.
Can't get into it. What if they make the College World Series?
Preeminent women's college sport.
I've tried to watch it. Can't get into it. Doesn't do it for me. I don't know.
Sexist pig.
I guess so.
I
want Tennessee to do well, obviously. I would rather us – I want to win in all the sports, but,
it's
a
pitching that drew me in. They can do crazy stuff with that ball,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
That's wild.
At number three, two NBA playoff games tonight, and both of which are game twos on ESPN. First at 7, you have the Cavaliers playing the Celtics in TD Garden. Celtics favored by 12.5 in that game. And later at 9:30, you've got the Mavericks playing the Thunder in Oklahoma City. Thunder is favored by 4.5.
When is the when are the Nuggets and the T-Wolves back into it? They've had two days off.
Tomorrow.
Between games?
Tomorrow, yeah.
That's wild. Why do they have two days off?
Travel,
yeah.
Takes 2 days to travel from Denver to Minnesota?
They give them a rest day.
Come on, man. Get out there and let's play ball.
They've always done that in the NBA, though. You get a travel day, man. You have to. You find, you know, these guys flying across country. What's up with Russ?
Flying across country. What
Minnesota
do you mean?
To Denver?
You had the travel day yesterday. Flight? You get checked into your hotel. You get caught up on your sleep and go play the game.
Edwards needs to be at maximum peak restedness.
I will agree with that.
He's another one. I enjoy watching that kid play basketball. If you don't, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, man. They let him in. They let Pojo in. We have a Pojo situation here.
What do you think about that, Tucker?
About Pojo?
Yeah.
That's fascinating that he's over there.
Rose petals.
I mean, you just can't do that, Rick Barnes.
At number 4.
Go for 40.
Guys are interrupting young Tucker Harlan.
Oh, go ahead with your update thing.
Please.
At number 4, MLB scoreboard, you got a couple games that have gone final already. The Diamondbacks defeated the Reds 5-4 in Cincinnati. The Twins, a big win today over the Mariners at home, 11-1. You've got two games in progress. Bears, Yankees, and the Astros are playing in Yankee Stadium. That game has just started. It's top of the first. Nobody out yet. The Rockies lead the Giants 8-1.
Hey.
And the bottom of the 8th, Jordan Beck is 0-3,
oh.
Unfortunately. And three more games tonight.
He's off the winning team.
Three more games tonight. You've got two at 7:40 between the Cardinals and the Brewers in Milwaukee, and then the Guardians and White Sox in Chicago. And at 9:38 on FS1, you can catch the Royals and the Angels playing in L.A.
So Bravo's not playing tonight.
No, he got a big series with the Mets this weekend.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we kind of need it after that.
you got anything you're wanting to say to your Met nemesis?
I just hope all the players have fun. I was glad we picked up a game on the Phillies last night. They finally lost. Braves swept that little two-game mini-series against the Red Sox. So, you know, tales of the Braves' demise, a little bit exaggerated. A lot of baseball left to play.
Tip of the cap on the two games over the Red Sox.
A lot of baseball left to be played.
And finally, at number 5, we go down to Auburn, where a new Guinness World Record has been set. Graduate student Abubakar Tahiru has set a world record for trees hugged with 1,123 trees in the span of an hour.
What a dork.
So, direct quote from this guy. Trees symbolize life, hope, and comfort. Anyone who finds something wrong with hugging a tree, which brings out your happiness, cannot truly be happy. I find solace in trees and embrace them wholeheartedly.
Literally.
Solace because you can't get a date.
I hope he gets poison ivy.
Whoa.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, he's making it like there's nothing really. You're at allergies in the southeastern United States.
Thinking.
Go hug a bunch of trees. See how that works out for you.
Go rub up a nice poison oak vine that's growing up one of these beautiful trees. Dopey
I mean,
idiot.
As the resident nature and animal lover on the drive, even I think this is just a little – it's a bridge too far for me.
At least he's in the Guinness Book of World Records. Like, there's something. Glad he'll remember it
Should
forever.
Should we try and find something to get our names in that book?
You think you could hug 1,000 trees in an hour?
Probably not. I don't even hug my brother. I don't like hugging things. Show a tree gratitude. No, seriously.
If you had your choice between hugging a tree and a person.
No, it'd be a person.
Oh.
Depends on what person, I suppose.
Yeah, there's some people I wouldn't want to hug.
Depends on what tree.
I want him maybe standing outside where we're at right now.
Pojo is in the building.
Pojo or a tree? Which one are you hugging?
Well, I've hugged Pojo.
Same.
He's surprisingly pillowy soft.
Whoa. He's roughly the size of a barge.
He's a large
no
man.
Way I'm going to let that dude hug on me.
How tall is he, you think? What is he, 6'4"?
About 6'4". About 260. He's built like a D end.
I'm not messing with him.
Nope.
I'm hugging him before I'm fighting him.
No, I remember when I shook my hand, or shook his hand, and mine disappeared.
No, I'd stay away. I'll call the police if you come near me. If you're going to hit me. I wouldn't mess with him. He's big.
Thank you, Tucker. That is a Top 5 at 5 brought to you this afternoon by our friends at First Bank here on Emory Road in Powell, 322 East Emory Road. Come on out and see us. We're right across from Kroger's and Aubrey's, and we have your tickets to Fan Run Night at Smokies Park. It's 3 weeks from tonight. We're getting very excited. If you can't make it out today, make plans to come see us tomorrow. We'll be at Volunteer Auto Group, not far from where we are right now. They're on Callahan Drive in North Knoxville. So we'll be there from 3 until 6 p.m. tomorrow. We're going to have a couple of other opportunities for you to come and get some tickets so that you can come out to Fan Run Night, which we're very excited about. And we want to show off our audience. So we're hoping that everybody who listens, everybody who loves us, particularly the 37 Club, we want to see you out there 3 weeks from tonight.
Yes, make us look good. Please.
I am looking forward to going to that.
People are looking good in the
That's
new
what you
drive
said about
t-shirts.
The trip to Atlanta.
Do what?
Yeah, you heard me. Another baseball Uh-oh. Game that Bear will skip out on.
Here we go.
What's going on?
Here we go.
Is he talking to somebody?
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you guys. Yeah, he's talking to you.
Oh, about bailing on the baseball thing Monday?
I mean, I get it, but you talked a big game, then you couldn't go, and now you're all, but Smokey's night. I mean, won't miss that.
What is the percent chance?
It takes 20 minutes to drive up there, and I might add, I have to go to Bucky's now.
Mm.
I'm going.
So, you realize that the list has reached an existential crisis.
Mm.
What we learned yesterday. Tony Vitello can get anything off the list.
True. Maybe not anything.
No, absolutely not. There are certain things he could not pull off the list, Russ.
If Tony Vitello were sitting here with us today and he looked at you with those deep, dark Italian eyes,
yeah.
Luscious locks of brown hair flowing in the breeze.
That beard, perfectly manicured.
And said to you, Bear, you, sir, are a complete buffoon. Thanksgiving dinner is delicious. You would look at him and say, "You're right, Coach. You're right."
No, no. You know what I would tell him?
you giggle you like a schoolgirl. Take it off the list.
You grew up in an Italian American household. I probably would have no problem with eating Thanksgiving dinner at the Vitello house.
Oh, okay.
There would be different. Okay. There would be.
You don't think Italians eat turkey? You watch the Sopranos, like they eat the same stuff.
Yeah, but they never go without Italian food.
There'd be a little more pasta in there, but.
Yeah, it'd be like lasagna. I'll just pound lasagna.
You're dodging. Stop dodging.
I won't dodge. No,
you're
I
dodging.
Would not. That's Thanksgiving dinner would not come off. He would even say, if Tony Vitello. It'd go
you
something
lie.
Else.
You lie.
Red Panda ain't coming off. The color red, never.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If you want to go down the list, go down the list. I'll tell you which ones.
So what is it about Bucky's that Coach says?
Because Bucky's was more just me doing my, you know.
Crotchy what? Old man thing?
And my hippy-dippy, you know, power to the people. I support the mom and pop spiel that I sometimes pull.
Mm. It was literally a mom and pop convenience store
the machine that is Walmart and Bucky's and these monstrosities.
Bucky's is privately owned. They're doing it, you know. They're basically are a Weigel's that just went nuclear.
Damn corporate Red Panda up there with all our plates. More crap from Big Halftime Show Entertainment.
She's probably making like a net of $45 every appearance, and Bear's like, boo, boo.
I don't know if I have enough to buy new bowls. I broke one last night in Kentucky.
I'm a fraud. I've been to Bucky's.
Wow.
What?
Yes.
Wow. Beef all we had to do was get into first bank. This is like a confessional booth or something. Is. Did you hear that, Tucker Harlan? It's not even an honest Friday.
Yeah, I heard that he's been to Bucky's, actually. Do you actually enjoy it, Bear?
I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God.
A clean bathroom on a road trip is nice.
Hold on, you see what just happened there? I'm not going to lie. As he explains to you a lie that he has been telling for months on the show.
You guys, anytime you guys go like,
you mean you're not gonna lie?
Sheepy for something, it makes me automatically not want to like. Be
that's
supportive
a problem.
Of it. I'm telling you, that's just how it is, man.
Mm.
Wow.
I mean, it just is. Beef jerky. Freshly, an assortment of all kinds of freshly roasted exotic peanuts, cashews, the smell of honey roasted nuts.
So now we just have to sit here and listen to you say all the things that we've been saying that you have been disingenuously arguing against for months now on the show. That's what's happening here?
Basically, yeah.
The but, Kalashi.
Hey. But I'll tell you one thing.
And I'll
stand on this piece of business. I've never lied about this. Pals is garbage. And those people are a damn cult.
How can we believe anything you say at this point?
I mean, the Bucky's thing, you guys just went way too old.
I can't
Bucky's,
trust you.
Bucky's.
I can't trust you. I'm afraid if you stood up too fast right now, a Pals receipt would fall out of your pocket.
And a red panda
Sonic.
Commemorative button.
I don't like Red Panda.
His YouTube history is nothing but Red Panda's greatest hits.
And I told you
I've got a Red Panda fetish. I can't stop watching.
I told you I had a Grinch-like moment a couple of years ago, and I told you to take Christmas off the list. Christmas is off the list of awesome things that I don't like.
It is.
You pulled it off?
Yeah.
Okay.
There have been Christmas, Pearl Jam, Braveheart, Mike Leach. We took off pulled pork because it was a duplicate of pork. The list is so long at this point, we can't keep up with like things that are already on there.
Pearl Jam, I think I watched a live show one night. It was like live from Rotterdam, and I had to reassess my. Yeah, you get to that point where you know you're wrong, and you just have to admit you're right just so you can be right about something,
mm-hmm.
or admit you were wrong so you can go back to being right again. That was a bad take.
It's okay.
Eddie and the boys can rock
Bear,
it out.
Can I tell you something? They're all bad takes. That's the point of the list.
No, they're
it's
not.
All stupid.
It's not.
That's what makes the list funny.
Like, there's some things on there. It's just, and I know that if I went down a list of things with you, Russell, there'd be things that just you don't like food-wise. Like there's stuff that just no rhyme or reason. You never had a taste for it.
Well, sure, but they're not universally beloved.
How would we know? We haven't gone down the list of things.
Because there isn't a list. It's like one or two things. We all have, yeah, you're right. We all have our weird things.
Mine just happened to be key lime pie and tiramisu.
And 100 other things.
Yes. It's lengthy. I think with the recent redactions, we are at around 67, 68.
What am I up to? The stuff that nobody likes that I think is
the
great.
List of also awful things Bear likes. We're up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Mm. Need more.
What number do we have to get to before it gets its own theme song? It's got to be lengthy, 20? Right?
Yeah, at least 15, 20.
I was thinking
like
20
that.
In my head, yeah.
Pepsi, King Ralph, Meatloaf, Crazy Women, Grapefruit, Skim Milk, Pizza Hut, and the Woke Wonder Years, which I don't even like. I guess it was awful, but you liked that, right? The Wonder Years, the remake.
I just more like because it had Dulé Hill in it. I just always liked pretty much anything he's in. What else is he in that TV show, Psych?
I don't know.
He was in the Rocks, like, baller show on HBO. He's a really good character. He's a great actor. Support the guy's work. You not support the artist, Russell? Neanderthal?
Do what? I mean, no, not just random actors. We're past, past point for a break. We've got a break, and you know what that means. We have to go outside and talk to Polish Joe now.
Oh, I know.
He's still here, huh?
Oh, yeah. He's waiting.
Yeah.
He's made several. He keeps gesticulating towards me. Like
is
I said,
he, is
a
he
lot
peeking?
Of,
is he
lot
like
of,
peeking at you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very distracting.
Well,
yeah.
Go out and say hi.
You guys are really, you guys are just going to sit here?
I'll be right out. I just got to finish my plate. I don't eat on the air.
You're a slow eater. I mean, by
I
the
am
time,
a slow eater.
By the time you finish those two pieces of food, it'll be back.
I'll hurry. You're not
fooling me. Oh, so I have to go and entertain Polish Joe.
Hurry, I'll hurry.
You are not going to upset your stomach this late in the show. Eat at your own pace.
Thank you, Bear.
Right. I don't need to be getting up and down. I got to talk to him. I'm going to talk to him about some tiger team business.
Avoiding the public. I mean, there are some people here who've been here for like 2.5 hours now drinking. Getting smashed in a bank.
Hey.
I don't know. They're sipping. There's a difference between like our crew being somewhere drinking for 2.5 hours and normal people.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if I'm watching a game, it's not just – I'm not just drinking. I'm stress drinking.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, gosh.
Relax drink.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. This is more, hey, yeah, have a drink. Have
See,
fun.
I could never,
yeah.
I could never make that – that was my problem. I mean, if you're going to drink, you're drinking to get drunk. And get there as fast as you can. Just pound it.
Quick timeout. The drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up.
The Drive. Miss any of your favorite Fan Run?
You got to go. You got to go. You're making it weird. You're making it weird. There's beer. You're referencing the women now. You got to go.
Those poor women. Those poor, poor women as he exits our studio.
Oh, he wants pictures. He wants drink. He wants food. The life of any party.
Hey, you guys.
however weird you think Pojo just made it, like add 25% weirdness to that. That's how weird it was.
He was
very uncomfortable.
Lots
very
of hugs, lots of touching.
He was accosting Bear. I mean, it was
Bear. It was Bear so weirded out by him.
I'm just not. I don't like people touching him. I don't like people. We'll just leave it alone.
No, it's funny. Like we know that, but he didn't. So he's just touching you so much.
Well, it's just where I've had all the.
I don't know.
Anybody touching back there?
Okay, you're talking about your back for those listeners.
Yeah, my back. I've had.
I know, but you said I don't like people touching
me
back there.
Pretty major incision.
Yeah,
all the way around my body.
And, that's well said.
It's kind of sensitive. I don't like anybody touching it. Tingles. And I don't like being touched.
What
are
you? Did you already post that?
Huh? I was sending it to certain friends of ours.
Okay.
It'll be disseminated across all social media.
I just looked across, and here's this Catshire cat grin.
That's not my normal inclination is to just post embarrassing photos to social media. I just
but
send
that
them
one you're like,
my MO, actually.
This one's good.
Oh,
I've got
man.
Several of you.
Good ones?
We've got them stored away.
Rainy day type stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. Your beautiful bride, she'll send some occasionally.
Oh, good.
The monkey on your head.
Yeah. Yeah, that's.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Incriminating pictures are
like you and her
fun.
Like text just you two.
Occasionally, yeah, Houston, you got to understand. Like we all knew her and worked with her long before you guys became an item. So she was like one of the crew.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't just stop being one of the crew because she marries you. I mean,
well, it becomes different. I mean,
it's definitely different, but. Yeah, if I've got something evil I'm planning on doing, I'm like, hey, Jules, what do you think?
Bear will text you and communicate with your spouse. Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's something you're just going to have to.
I know
it's weird, but
they
happens.
They talk royal family a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the flip side of it is I've been chastised before.
Yeah. I know you. I don't doubt that.
I've caught some heat from different things. I've been chastised. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
Being told that Kevin Ingram, my guy Mike says Kevin will be really good on the broadcast, Vandy boy. I'm not sure. Mike also says Hoosiers is next to come off the list.
You got to watch it.
What if we had Rick Barnes on the drive, and I said, Coach, because I tell you right now, Rick Barnes loves Hoosiers, and I say, Coach, like our guy Bear here does. He's never seen Hoosiers. He's convinced he's going to hate it.
He'll say something like, "You can't fix stupid." He'll
shame you into watching it, and you'll sit here and make goo goo eyes and like, "Okay, coach."
Not the same as Tony.
You will. Yes, you will. Talk a big game now.
Talk a big game. I called the man out about his concession stand.
He doesn't.
His overall game experience. I called him to the carpet on that.
No, you, what you said during the break was not exactly how you presented it to Tony. You were like, hot dog was first class. Pretzel wasn't great, and the beer lines were too long. Other than that, coach, it was just.
You didn't exactly lean into the criticism part of it.
Well, that was after, you had asked that question, and
again,
he seemed to get
a lot of talk.
His blood pressure seemed to go up when you asked him the question about maturing, and
for a second, I thought you had like upset him, but because
he basically said, I'm paraphrasing, I haven't changed a thing. The umpires know who I am now.
Yeah, but at first he said something like, "No disrespect," and I was like, "Is he about to go at Russell? Like, is he about to be like, listen?"
You would have been the first guest. Our first coach. Remember that what was his name? Jason Brown.
That guy's a nut.
He thought you were making fun of him.
I'll make fun of him now. That guy's a nut.
Hey, guys. Houston Trotter sent this in. He has found a single Wendy's beige spoon for sale on eBay.
How much?
$18.
Buy it now.
Plus $5.35 shipping. So you're looking at $23.
Plastic is, they don't even know how long that stuff will last.
Didn't they come wrapped in plastic?
Yes.
So that means this is a used spoon.
I can soak it in alcohol.
Okay.
Spray it down or bleach it.
That's pretty good. Hunter also tweeted in and said that he had just eaten the Dreamsicle Frosty. So I guess they're already out. I thought it was next month.
It's kind
he
of an
said
orange
it was,
cream.
Yeah, like an orange creamsicle. He said it was delicious.
Remember those Flintstone push-ups?
Oh, those were so good.
They were messy.
Flavor?
They would get melty at
they
the
melted
end.
Fast.
I felt like that was something
that you love when you're like a little kid. But then like once you graduate up to the ice cream man came around. We get push-ups, right?
Yeah.
But once I got a little bit older, we immediately went to the like the bomb pops, and
I haven't had one in 20-30 years, but I can still taste them. And I'm just gonna say something to you. You don't know what I'm about to say. I can still taste them, and I would eat a handful of them right now. Flintstones vitamins.
You can't if you ever had like those. You can always taste them.
Those are so good. You don't like the Flintstone vitamins?
I just thought they tasted funky. I mean, I didn't have a choice. Your mom shoved them in your mouth. You just chewed them up and swallowed.
They're grainy.
Yeah.
One time I got, me and a friend got caught. We were like just eating them like a snack.
Apparently that's not a good thing.
I don't think so.
No, you can cause like liver toxicity.
A lot of,
of that stuff.
They're like, how many of you, I think we pretty much killed the whole bottle here, mom.
Yeah. I read a story where some girl ate the whole bottle and like stunted her growth and her hair got frizzy.
There's a great video online where this dude's probably like my age, but he's just kind of a straight dude. And I guess his kids eat his eat his food, like his snack food out of the fridge all the time.
Yeah.
And he came across what he thought was his daughter's gummy bears and decided to pay her back by eating all 20 of them.
I got to know where this is going.
And then he went to, like, the outer rings of Saturn for about 8 hours. And she was like, what did you do? And he goes, I'm eating them all. And he swallowed them all and
took too much. He took too much.
And it was like an hour. They go, the video stops, restarts. It says 1 hour later. And this guy's just like blotto on the couch.
Yeah, I heard some stories about that in high school. One time, a guy, they had been to a festival, and I guess they were I don't know how drugs work. It was either LSD or acid. Is that the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. And they were dripping
Act
them
like
on,
you don't know.
Like, Cheez-Its.
Yes. I've seen
and
that.
So when he got home from the festival, he had 5 Cheez-Its in a Ziploc bag, and he put them in the freezer. I guess you store it in the freezer once you've dripped it. Is that possible?
I ask that's gross.
No, I'm just asking because I don't know. But
okay,
so,
you cold LSD is always best.
But,
I've heard.
So his dad was going through the freezer, sees the Ziploc bag in the freezer of 5 Cheez-Its, pops them all, had to go to the hospital. Was just
turned into the Lizard King.
Yeah. Said it was not a good situation.
Mom, got something to tell you. Dad's tripping balls. He'll be fine in about 10 hours.
Dad's in Candyland right now. We need to take him to the hospital ASAP.
Cartoonville. Like being in that Aha video.
He's going to... Yeah. He's discovered some harsh truths about the world we live in, and I'm sure he's going to tell you about his new theories.
About contact with interdimensional beings.
All right, we got to take a quick time out right now. It is The Drive. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-288-3131, your number. If you want to get on the show here, 288-3131. Final segment coming up live from First Bank, the grand opening, Emory Road in Powell. Back with more right after this.
The Drive. Take fast.
Back here on The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith, Houston Kress. And Bear, live at the grand opening of First Bank here, Emory Road and Powell, where they have had a thoroughly successful shindig.
Very much so. I know Patrick said he was a little worried that some people wouldn't show up. It's been steadily packed out in
man.
The lobby.
And like I said, we have one listener, and it's not Polish Joe, who's been drinking here pretty much from the start. So,
it's not Polish Joe?
No, the Fan Run brand has showed up. We appreciate everybody who came out.
No, Polish Joe pre-gamed, I think, so he's good.
Jake Miller's going to be here tomorrow as well from 10 to noon.
The G.I. Jake show?
Mm-hmm.
So are they going to have this set up all day tomorrow, too?
I don't know.
I mean, I doubt they'll have a full bar at 11.
We're good. You can call if you want. Polish Joe is pantomiming right now.
What is he pantomiming?
He wants to be on the show. We've only got 3 headsets. We don't have an extra headset. I'm sorry.
He wants somebody to give it up for him.
Yeah, he wants one of us to stop doing the show we're paid to do so that he can come in and do whatever it is he thinks he's going to do.
Houston would like to sit in with Tool, and I'd love to play with Oasis, but it ain't going to happen for either one of us.
Yeah, give him the phone signal again so he leaves the window. Oh, boy.
I'm blown away by this Yeti. That was a hell of a gift.
That is a very nice gift, man.
That thing's got, what I tell you, it's got beach written all over it.
What are you going to put in this?
In that?
The lice.
It'd be ice, a little ice.
Screwdriver, vodka,
OJ. A lot of Grey Goose. Grey Goose is a good beach vodka. And then Sprite. Yeah.
I'm trying to find this great, most ridiculous item of the day here. Did you guys see the Utah hockey names?
No.
No. Is it a decent list?
No, it's an awful list. It was so
they don't want to go there, right? The poor team.
Okay, so here, well, no, it's the Phoenix
team.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
they're okay with it.
They can't get a new arena.
Yeah,
and the guy in Utah has been trying to get one forever, and so he's like, "Yeah, bring it on."
Makes sense.
Yeah. So here are the names.
Is it in Salt Lake? I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're going to move to Salt Lake, and they're going to rename the team. I think it's the Phoenix Coyotes. Does that sound right?
Yes.
I guess they don't have many coyotes in Utah.
I don't know about the wildlife in the state of Utah.
All right, here are the names. The Utah Blast.
Terrible.
The Blast? Utah Powder.
Awful.
Powder?
The Utah Mammoth.
Mammoth could work. Mammoth could work.
The Utah Mountaineers.
Awful for a pro team.
The Utah Black Diamonds.
No.
That's stupid.
The Utah Swarm.
For what?
What about the Badlands?
The Yeti. The Caribou.
Okay, the Yeti would be actually pretty cool.
The Frost.
Like the Kraken.
The Venom. The Squall. The Outlaws. The Hive. The Freeze. The Fury. The HC.
What about the Saints?
The HC?
The Glaciers. The Canyons. The Blizzards. Or the Ice.
None of those are good.
I think Yeti could work.
Yeti.
The Canyons might not be bad.
A fictitious creature?
Fictitious. What are you talking about?
There's no such thing as a Yeti.
What exactly is it? Like the abominable mythical snowman?
Yeah, they're like the same one of those. Or that's what they call it in one part of the
similar
world. Yeah.
Black Diamonds just reminds me of my daughter when she was five. She was or five or six, something like that. We put her on a soccer team. And
you
know where this is going? You remember this? The coach let the girls, bunch of 6-7 year old girls, whatever it was, choose the name, the nickname. Excuse me. And so I don't know how, like, they were like, ooh, unicorns.
Yep.
The diamonds.
Ponies.
The cupcakes. Wow. The ponies. And so, like, they ended up combining names. They voted on this. Her first sports experience, the soccer team was called the Diamond Cupcakes.
Yep. I remember the Diamond Cupcakes. We used to get reports from Coach Smith.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I wasn't a coach. I was just a supportive parent.
The Diamond Cupcake soccer team.
Support staff.
My first organized sporting team was a soccer team when I was like 5 or 6. We were the Fireballs. And I remember we were undefeated. Probably my love of sports probably all like traces back from that because we just won every game. I'm like, oh, this is great.
Sports are fun.
Sports are fun all the time. No, they're not. Sometimes they're very much not
fun. They will lead you into a deep and dark depression. But for now, you are hooked.
The Fireballs, man, we had it rolling that year. We had it all.
I think mine was full contact football with helmets that were poorly constructed in the early 70s.
That was your first sport? Football?
Explains a lot.
And it had, like, you know, those foam and those cheap foam pillows.
Yes.
You basically had like squares of that inside a plastic shell and you just go bash your brains in.
What was your first team sport, Chris?
Had to be basketball. I always wanted to play baseball, but
I wish
never
it was
did.
A baller.
Basketball.
Harlan?
I'm right there with you, Russ. Soccer actually was mine.
Soccer's I could see him with orange slices and a Capri Sun.
Soccer's a great gateway sport, man. Great way to introduce them. There's not much to it. No, it's very simple to explain. I can't imagine. I never played football. I obviously know it's very complicated and everything. I can't imagine getting a bunch of kids to do because, like, baseball, I've loved, like, helping coach baseball and stuff like that. But it is – you don't realize because we've known the rules since we were kids.
Yep.
You don't realize how complex a game it is.
The thinking man's
game. My son's been playing it for 3 years. He still has no idea what the rules are.
Well, so many of them are unwritten. It's not exactly entirely his fault.
Well, just like trying to explain the concept of a force play,
yeah,
like why there's
yeah.
a force at second or third or something like that, why you're
yeah,
out
but some of
on
that
a
is
pop
it...
fly but not on a grounder,
yeah.
when to run, when not to run, balls and strikes,
tagging,
foul balls, you know, yeah. you can foul, you know, foul ball with two strikes, you're not out. Like, it's just so trying to verbalize it and explain it to small children, it's really hard.
Yeah.
Well, part of the reason is back when we were, especially when I was a kid, you know, when you weren't, like, actually going to practice, we didn't have all this. Like, our parents wouldn't let us come inside the house. You had to stay outside all day. So you were constantly playing pickup games.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, basketball, football. See, I don't know if that has something to do with it, but you learned all that stuff at a lot earlier age because you just played. Most kids played sports outside 24/7, whatever was in season.
I remember it taking me a really long time to learn the rule, because I would watch a bunch of baseball. Like, the Cubs were always on. That's the one the first one I remember watching, because they were on during the day. And, like, the whole balls and strikes thing, like I don't understand. Well, four balls is a walk, three and a strike, but a foul ball is not strike three. Was, like, why is he still batting? I remember that being very confusing growing up.
Yeah, teaching that to kids sounds like a nightmare.
Well, even now as an adult, when I watch, like, Hard Knocks or something, and I see the quarterbacks and they're breaking down the plays and all this stuff, and I'll see some neat YouTube channels, and it's like, well, I'm going to break down Josh Heupel's offense, and you start watching that stuff, and it's like, what language are you speaking
right
now, man?
Exactly.
How do these kids know what to do?
like, some of the offensive and defensive, just the intricacies at that level. I mean, it's just...
No, it's insane. Like, I understand certain concepts, but then they have all these names for stuff, and I'm like, I don't understand
technique,
what he just
different
said.
Different type of techniques, and, you know.
The gap, it's gaps on offense, but it's something else on defense. it's numbers on one side, but letters on the other.
On the other. Yeah. Techniques,
and then you're talking to somebody who really knows what they're talking about, and then they start talking over your head. Usually it's a lot of the former players, you know, and coaches.
Well, shaping up to be an excellent weekend. We've got Vol baseball tomorrow at Vanderbilt. Of course, we're going to be out there at Volunteer Auto Group getting ready for the weekend. Mother's Day weekend too.
Yes, don't forget, boys.
Bear, did that just hit you right there?
Yeah, like a ton
of,
yeah.
I think it just hit a lot of our listeners.
It's
Mother's
a big
Day,
weekend,
fellas.
As always, I always wish him a happy birthday. Biggest mother I know.
Oh!
Russell Smith.
Whoa.
Every year.
That's very nice, and also very mean of you.
That's not the meanest thing I've ever said to him.
No, I know.
You come out here tomorrow for Jake's show between 10 and noon, you can get one of those free combo coupons for Freddy's out here on Emory Road while supplies last. And if you haven't been to Freddy's,
I scoped it out while you guys were talking to.
Did you walk over there?
Hell yeah. Uh-huh. Came up with my game plan. Talked to my girls over there.
You went over there and smashed a sundae, didn't you? You're like Costanza at the U.S. Open, just drifted off your face.
Went
run
over
back
there
over
and,
here
and met the girls working there at the counter and
met the girls working there at the counter.
Some fine young ladies. They kind of we came up with a game plan for what
okay Weinstein.
Be. Mm-hmm. Whoa,
easy now.
Don't you ever accuse me of that?
That's what he said.
How dare you, sir? I demand satisfaction.
That's what he said. Sad.
We'll have our weekly visit with the Cookie Man tomorrow, and he is bringing the crumble cookies to Volunteer Auto Group.
Oh, we will also be joined by freshly back from chasing deadly tornadoes across the American Midwest, Josh Pate will be on the drive tomorrow afternoon.
Pate State, we'll take a little trip out there.
Have either of you perused the weekly crumble cookie menu?
Nah, what's the lineup looking like this week? See, we come up with our game plan.
Ooh, this is
the only thing is he's bringing him out there, and I can't do my normal thing.
I thought you said you were past that now.
I'm not.
Milk chocolate chip, raspberry cheesecake, pink velvet cake, no idea. Mom's recipe, chocolate cake, lemon poppy seed.
Remember when Elaine got
chocolate
popped?
Cake? A chocolate cake.
A chocolate
cookie.
Cake cookie.
That sounds like it's got Russ written on it. Remember when Elaine Bennis...
Taking a fat chunk out of that.
Elaine, you've tested positive for opium.
Jay Peterman has to be one of the great periphery Seinfeld characters of all time.
Had,
right?
Remember, he had an opium problem in the past. Remember when he was in the...
I was addicted to that in the jungles of Kamakamakamala.
In the jungles of Burma, where I was looking for a rugged poplar.
The white lotus. The pink... Oh, he goes through all the different names for it.
China white.
Yeah. Elaine, good news. You're no longer positive for opium. But according to this result, you might have osteoporosis. When he gets Jerry's mom to take the urine test for.
So I noticed Tucker glossed over this on the NBA section of his top five at five.
Mm-hmm.
It's an outrage. We're going to be talking about this tomorrow morning, Tucker. I expect you in my office 8 a.m.
This office?
Yeah, think about staying, man. Be talked into it.
Surely has a nice office.
NBA suspends Pat Beverly for four games for throwing the ball at the fan, which is egregious, right? I mean, that's...
Did he do it once or twice? He did it twice, right?
Well, he threw the ball, and then he was very rude and weird to that ESPN reporter because she didn't subscribe to his podcast.
Yeah, that was awkward.
There no suspension for Jamal Murray.
Who throws a heat pack on the floor.
During the game.
During the game.
Right into the middle of the scrum with the players during a game. I know it's apples and oranges, but they're still fruit. It's not apples and footballs, right? I mean, it's... I don't see how you don't suspend both of them right there. I feel like Jamal Murray's getting off very light. And I feel like if it were random Nuggets bench guy, he's getting suspended for sure. Double standard from the league?
Yeah. Got to keep those ratings up. Got to keep it up.
But, Beverly's a key guy for his team.
What's that record, though?
Did they get ousted?
I just don't see how. I don't know.
Where's Baskerville level. And Reed when you need them? For the NBA gurus.
Oh, they're probably. God knows what those two are up to.
You do make a mess here, man. There's a trash can. Would you like me to throw those away for you?
You got a trash can?
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you. I wasn't going to just leave trash all over Shirley's office. We had a very nice conversation earlier. Told her we would leave her office, and I'm not the one who ate at her desk like you guys, just rah, rah, like a couple of hogs.
I brought my plate
Do you see? Not a single crumb. Not a single crumb. Although you say that, it probably was kind of rude. I would hate for somebody to eat food at my desk.
But you would go absolutely bizarro. That would trigger you.
It would.
Wouldn't it?
But I was very clean. Very clean over here.
I feel like you are in a fantastic mood today.
You've done a really good job today. Been fun to be around.
Thank you. I'm always fun to be around. Life of the party
Unlike
over here.
Tuesday.
Oh.
What?
Was I salty Tuesday?
A little bit.
A little salty.
What was I salty about?
Well, there's some missing stuff in the remote bag and...
Yeah, that tension.
There was tension.
With your iPad, whatever happened there.
Whatever happened there, you broke my iPad.
I did not break your iPad.
It was working for 20 years. It's in Bear's hands for 10 minutes. It's no longer working.
Will you speak up for me?
I suppose that something could have gone wrong in the 10 minutes that you had it. I'm talking right now.
I'm talking to
But
nothing was done to your iPad that you don't do every day.
That's not true. I don't pour alcohol into it every day.
Okay.
I didn't pour alcohol into it. That thing was barely wet at all. And that stuff is $1 gazillion a bottle, and it was purchased professional.
We're out of time here. The Tiger team broke my iPad. I'm not upset about it.
It still works.
Stay with us. No overtime headed your way next.
Something else is coming up next.
Something else up next. We'll do it again tomorrow from Volunteer Auto Group right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive. Fan Run Radio is proud to present the 37 Club.